From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Obama is looking to some freshman Democrats for last-minute support. That's ahead of this week's expected House vote on a health care overhaul. Aides to the lawmakers say they were invited to one-on-one sessions with the president in recent days. Publicly, the president continues to make the case as well, such as yesterday in Ohio.
I'm here because of the seniors unable to afford the prescriptions that they need. I'm here because of the folks seeing their premiums go up 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60% in a year.
House Republican leader John Boehner says the GOP will do its best to block passage. Both sides believe the vote will be close. Toyota is echoing the findings of federal safety officials, saying it could not find anything wrong with that runaway Prius on a San Diego freeway. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, Toyota says there are inconsistencies in the claims made by the driver, whose hybrid reached speeds of 94 miles per hour before coming to a stop.
Toyota spokesman Mike Michael says the biggest problem with the claim by James Sykes that his 2008 Prius sped out of control is that the car's override safety brake system was working perfectly.
If the accelerator pedal was stuck, pressing the brake pedal would have resulted in dramatically reduced power to the wheels.
Michael says that's what happened every time Toyota engineers hit the brakes in Sykes's car. Sykes says he was able to stop the car only when a highway patrol officer told him to engage the brake and emergency lever at the same time. And according to his attorney, he will not comment on the incident until federal highway officials conclude their investigation. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Clashes are erupting in mainly Arab East Jerusalem today between Palestinians throwing stones and Israeli security forces. As NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, tensions have been high for several days now, with Israel enforcing a closure of the occupied West Bank.
The militant group Hamas called today a day of rage, asking Palestinians to protest Israeli actions in Jerusalem. There have been sporadic clashes so far, though most areas of Arab East Jerusalem are calm. Israel rolled out a massive police presence to control the protesters. 3,000 officers have been put on high alert. The localized confrontations involving tear gas and stones are another indication that the situation in Jerusalem is highly combustible. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell has delayed his trip to the region because of a growing diplomatic dispute between the United States and Israel over building in the eastern part of the city. There are fears that, with peace talks at a standstill, more widespread violence could break out. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Truckloads of sandbags are rolling into Fargo, North Dakota, and neighboring Moorhead, Minnesota. The National Weather Service says the Red River will be cresting about 20 feet above flood stage on Saturday. This is NPR News. Wall Street will be watching the Federal Reserve today, looking for hints on when the Fed might start raising interest rates. The Fed has pledged to keep rates at what it calls exceptionally low levels for an extended period. Economists say that generally means 6 months or more. But as the U.S. economy improves, the Fed will be under increasing pressure to raise rates. That will be to head off inflation. Rates have been at record lows since December 2008. Fed policymakers will issue their latest guidance this afternoon. The University of Connecticut is once again the team to beat in this year's NCAA women's basketball tournament. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the undefeated and top-ranked Huskies are the number one overall seed.
UConn has won a record 72 straight games stretching back to last season's undefeated championship run. The Huskies have won all 33 of their games this season by a mind-blowing average of 35 points a game. There are those who say the Huskies could be vulnerable in a 33-0 kind of way. There have been rough patches where UConn's offense was out of sync. Players have settled for outside shots instead of driving the ball to the basket. If teams could force the Huskies into that kind of erratic offense and somehow break through UConn's stingy defense, maybe, just maybe. The teams with the best shot are the tournament's other number one seeds, Stanford, Nebraska, and Tennessee. Tennessee and UConn could be headed for a semifinal matchup, which would rekindle an edgy rivalry between the two perennial powers in women's college basketball. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Efforts are underway to save three Siberian tigers at a zoo in China. The tigers are seriously ill at a zoo, the same one where 11 recently starved to death. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.